This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 19th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. A new study by the Reason Foundation says congestion pricing would be an ideal solution to delays caused by peak congestion at the major New York area airports. Robert Poole, Director of Transportation Studies at the Foundation, notes that while the airline industry appears to have the political influence to defeat the Bush administration's congestion pricing proposal, the industry's arguments against such a plan don't hold water. The airlines complain that peak pricing won't work because there are no off-peak times in New York. The Reason Foundation counters that there are definite peaks and valleys in the schedule. The airlines also claim that congestion pricing would give an unfair advantage to foreign airlines. But Poole says congestion pricing is fully compatible with international aviation law, so there's no basis for exempting foreign airlines, and the playing field remains level. It's especially tough to hear these stories at this time of year, but Aviation Technology Group, which has been developing the Javelin personal jet, laid off 40 of its remaining 50 employees on Monday. Based at Centennial Airport near Denver, ATG has been seeking additional funding from its partner, Israel Aerospace, and earlier in the year hired Citigroup to help it find another $200 million in investment. Board member Horst Bergman told the Denver Post the company will help the displaced employees find new jobs, and added that while the company is technically still operating, quote, that may change one way or the other this week or this month, unquote. The company has taken 100 orders for the Javelin with deposits of $25,000 per plane. A Florida congressman says he's introducing a bill to hold off retiring NASA's space shuttle fleet another 5 years until the Orion spacecraft is ready to fly in 2015. NASA's current plan is to retire the shuttles in 2010 and pay the Russian space agency to transport our astronauts to the International Space Station. But Republican Congressman David Weldon says, quote, for us to be totally putting the goal of getting our astronauts into space in the hands of the Russians, I think is very, very bad foreign policy, unquote. NASA Administrator Michael Griffin estimates it would take $4 billion a year to keep the shuttle fleet flying, which is double what Weldon has proposed. Weldon admitted to Florida Today that his proposal and its timing have economic and political components. Of the thousands of jobs in his district, which depend on shuttle operations, he says, quote, I want a soft landing. I don't want to drive NASA and the KSC workforce over a cliff, unquote. Of the timing, a month before his state's presidential primary, he notes, quote, the timing on this is deliberate. This needs to be a national debate, unquote. The Japanese military successfully destroyed a mid-range ballistic missile with a ship-launched interceptor on Monday. The interceptor missile was launched from the JS Congo with help from Raytheon, which built the missile, and support from the USS Lake Erie, a guided missile cruiser based at Pearl Harbor. Tokyo has invested heavily in missile defense technology since North Korea fired a long-range missile over northern Japan in 1998, then launched 7 missiles during a series of what were called tests in July of 2006. Monday's test was the 12th successful intercept for the Aegis Ballistic Missile Defense System's SM-3, which detected the warhead after it separated from its booster missile. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Airlines say 2008 will be another profitable year. Senator Schumer brokers a ceasefire between the helicopters and the NIMBYs in New York. And corporate life is tough when France and Germany are your stockholders. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, it's part two of my interview with retired Air Force Colonel Rich Graham, one of the pilots of the SR-71 Blackbird. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.